sexual being.
Yes, 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 that is right. The two-time Olympian, once also known in a prior life as Sexual Chocolate, but always known as the world's strongest man. He is WWE Hall of Famer. He is two-time Olympian. He is the one and only Mark Henry. Mark, what's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I just reached in. I mean, not even 30 seconds in. I reached in the refrigerator, pulled out some smoked chicken wings, threw them in the microwave for about a minute and a half, and I just had the time of my life.
Wait a minute. You're microwaving chicken wings? I feel like that's, you got some nice homemade chicken wings. You got to do that in like, you got to slow cook them. You got to bring it back to life in like the oven or like the toaster oven. You got to get rid of that microwave.
No.
No.
That takes too long. I was about that life. I was about getting it.
Speaking about being about that life, what's quarantine life with the world's strongest man right now? I know you got your two kids, Jacob and JoJo. They're holding it down with you. You got your fam there. What are you doing to keep yourself busy during these, different times, Mark?
You know what, man? We're still training because, you know, they're both athletes. So
there you go.
I got to keep them, you know, alternating days now rather than doing cardio and doing, you know, the lifting exercise. We broke it into a couple of days, so we'll alternate days. We'll do cardio one day, and then we'll do plyometrics, and then we'll do weight training and stretching. So I'm keeping them busy, man.
They haven't started to annoy you yet?
Oh yeah, they annoyed me before the quarantine.
That's right. You've been retired for a little bit. You've kind of been in quarantine for a couple of years as is.
You know what, man? Like, it's not really the whole quarantine deal. To me, has been actually a good thing because, you know, they always run wild, and you know, I'm comfortable with sitting still. I've learned how to not let stuff, you know, not overdo it.
Right.
And they found the balance of it. The one thing about it is the school. My wife is an educator, so and not in the last, you know, 10 years, 15 years, because she worked at Major League Baseball in the office of the commissioner. But now, since when we moved back to Texas, that all went away, and she's just taking care of us and ran personal business stuff. But getting all of them to calm down and to sit still is the hardest thing because, you know, it's, people run hard so long that that's the only thing they know.
Right.
Stay busy, run, going. I got to do this. I got to hurry up and do that. And now is the perfect time for everybody to calm down, take a breath. It's unfortunate that a lot of people's income is going away. But you know what, man? Like, it's going to come back. You just got to be hopeful and try to, you know, keep everything as polished as you can and not have any internal strife.
Exactly. Mental health just as important as Mark is sitting there talking about keeping his kids training. Mental health just as integral as physical health, especially during this time. Speaking of physical health, Mark, we're here with Mark Henry, former two-time Olympian, WWE Hall of Famer, world's strongest man, Mark Henry. You know, you're talking about learning to slow down. Well, I would imagine that is exactly what it took. It took some time. It took learning how to do it because, Mark, there was a period in your life where it was go, 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 nonstop. Obviously, on the road with the WWE some, like, 300-plus days a year when you were an active competitor. And then, you know, going back to the early 90s, you know, when you were, well, 89, 90, you were a young teen, and then obviously into your early 20s, you're a two-time Olympian, 92 in Barcelona. 96 in here, or I should say here in America, obviously, going down in Atlanta. I'm just, you know, I'm curious, Mark, before we get into your experiences in the Olympics, obviously being a two-time Olympian, we just found out today that the 2020 games in Japan are going to be postponed. Prime Minister Abe coming out and making that announcement. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. What it must be like for the athletes, you know, training for 4 years to have to wait another year. Obviously, Mark, this is somewhat unprecedented, so I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on it all.
You know, man, it's a very difficult thing. I had an injury 6 months prior to the Olympics.
That was in 96, right?
In 92, actually.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, I still was able to go to the games and perform, go 6-6, made all my attempts, come in 10th place, and, you know, had the day of my life. Even though I didn't win, but, you know, everybody knows that I competed against cheaters. And it was very hard for me dealing with that, but it was what it was.
Right.
But I can't imagine training my whole life and then having the Olympic year come and they go, you know what, we're not doing it. And you go, holy cow, I mean, like, there are some people that they train themselves to peak at that time. And now it's going to be another year of training. They're going to have to reassess their training and get ready for next year rather than this year, which is completely unheard of. It's never happened before. So that's the time that we're living in. I feel sorry for the athletes.
Yeah,
and you know, the coaches, they're in the support systems that belong to those athletes, but oh man, it's just really, really hard for me to think that could actually happen, but it's happening right now.
Right, I do want to ask you, and we're here with former two-time Olympian Mark Henry, WWE Hall of Famer. Mark, if you were going to impart some wisdom on the young athletes that are going through this and are going to have to mentally prepare for another year and to not compete this summer, what type of advice would you give them from a mental standpoint how to get through this next year and how to approach, you know, a year delay and coming back to the Olympics?
You know what, I would say do your best. Stay on the schedule that you're on. Do your competition phase on the day that you were going to have the Olympics. Go and have the Olympics for yourself. And put those numbers down. And let it be documented that you did it on that day. And then to start back training, get some rest. And then start back training like you were going to do it again a year later on the same date, just so you know what that feels like. And muscle memory is an unbelievable thing. Like, you know, the reaction time and everything, you can adjust. But knowing that your body mentally and physically can do it is a big plus. So I would tell every athlete to keep training like you're competing at the Olympics in August and go after it. Go for the records. Do the best performance that you can actually do. Hopefully we'll have a couple of crowds. We can gather again. And some of these athletes can say, hey, man, I'm doing my training competition on this day. And people show up. Even though the Olympics is not going on, people still get to compete. That's what I hope happens.
Good stuff, good stuff. Wise words from the sage, Mark Henry, former two-time Olympian, WWE Hall of Famer. Mark, as we're talking about the Olympics, yes, that is getting postponed. One thing that is not getting postponed, though, is WrestleMania 36 happening a week from Saturday. It is going to be a two-night WrestleMania. I'm just very curious. Listen, yes, you're a WWE Hall of Famer. Yes, you and I catch up every Saturday on Busted Open Radio on SiriusXM Channel 156, where you are a host on Busted Open. We love talking pro wrestling. obviously, we love talking about the past. We love talking about the present. And in many regards, we love talking about the future, Mark. But as a fan, as we are fans of pro wrestling, was this the right move? Was this the right move putting on WrestleMania as a two-day event? Or would you like to have seen them postpone it and, you know, kind of revisit it in a few months?
No, I think it's great. I think that, you know, for having so much irregular activities, finally we have some normalcy. And you know, the one thing that's not normal is there's no crowd.
Right.
But you know what? There's no crowds in the movies we watch.
Mm.
There's no crowds in the television programs. Not all of them. Some of them have, you know, 50 to 100 people that members of the family, some select people get to come and watch the shows being made in Hollywood. But for the most part, you're on a soundstage. You're in a studio. Like, and I think that's where we are now in this year of pro wrestling. We're going to have to make it like a TV show. We're going to have to make it like a movie. And, you know, it just comes with the territory. Like, that's what I was telling my wife. Like, you know, just sit down somewhere and relax. Don't overdo it, because you can't overdo it. You can mentally overdo it, but physically and living in the right now, you can't do it. You're just going to run the engine. It's like turning a car on and revving the engine, but you're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, we need to calm down, relax, and just sit still. Let God handle this situation for us. And when the day comes that it's lifted, they find a cure for the virus, and they have treatment protocols that eliminate it and make you acclimated to it, then that'll be a beautiful day, and we could go on with our lives. But for the most part, man, you know, we got to sit still.
Got to sit still. One dude who's not really sitting still has never really sat still. He's going to be the host of WrestleMania 36. That's former Patriots tight end Super Bowl winner Rob Gronkowski. Gronk stepping foot inside the WWE. Really for like the second time, Mark. A couple WrestleManias ago, he had a little run in and had a little fracas there at WrestleMania. It looks like there is a future for Gronkowski in the WWE. It doesn't come as a surprise to really any of us in the pro wrestling business or fans of pro wrestling. He always seemed like a natural fit. Now, this WrestleMania, Mark, Gronkowski is just playing host, but I am curious. I kind of get the feeling that there's going to be something more for him down the road, so I am curious. How do you think he's going to do as a host of WrestleMania? And really, Mark, how do you think Gronkowski is going to adapt? Because you very much are a personality guy in the WWE. You read people real well. You know if people can make it in this business pretty much better than just about anybody else. How do you think Gronk is going to do?
I think he's going to do great, man. I think that he's got a small sample size of film that he can watch of himself, how he looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you got to be able to break down how you look and how you sound. Look at WrestleMania a couple of years ago and look at what he did on Monday Night Raw and be able to come up with a, you know, like, oh, I'm going to change that. I'm going to do this. And that's what the Performance Center is for. I think that until he gets to the Performance Center and is able to really practice and look at film and analyze what he's doing, he's not at the place where he's really, really going to end up. I think his starting point is great, though. He's got a lot of personality, like you said. He loves the business. And a lot of people don't realize that his dad is the one that got Mojo into wrestling, because he was like, Mojo, you got that thing, man. Like, they all are high energy like that. And having a passion, having the energy, and never being shy and wanting to be good, that he's tailor-made for wrestling.
Yeah, he sure feels like it. It's going to be interesting to say. You think he's going to get some in-ring work in the coming year in 2020, 2021? You think we'll see, like, Rob Gronkowski is more than just a host?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be training, and there's going to be no difference in him and anybody else that's at the training, at the Performance Center. like he's got to go through it. Pro wrestling is one of those businesses where, you know, like I said, I was Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I came from a different world. I've been a world champion, and then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, everything you did was great, unbelievable, awesome. But now you got to get in here in the dungeon and learn a whole different trade. And the notoriety is the only thing that we don't want to go away. We want your notoriety and who you were to have influence on who you're going to be.
Good stuff, good stuff. Speaking of the dungeon, Mark Henry using the terms the dungeon. Yeah, that's right, because Mark Henry did actually spend time in the infamous dungeon up there at Stu Hart's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, the father of Bret Hart. The long history of the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. We are very pleased to have him. We're going to take a quick break with Mark, but when we come back, I want to dive more into WrestleMania, some of Mark's favorite memories from that show, because why? Well, the WWE just opened up free access to the WWE Network. You can go in, check out some of your favorite past WrestleMania moments, and that's exactly what we're going to do with Mark Henry when we come back. Let's talk some past WrestleMania moments with the world's strongest man.
My little girl Joanna, I'm not me, young dummy.
You're listening to The Mac Attack. Step up, bring it.
Yeah, somebody's going to get the ass kicked. Hopefully it's not anybody on this show. Luckily, we're a few states away from the world's strongest man. We're back with WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry. Nice enough joining the Mac Attack here for a couple segments. We really appreciate it, Mark. Mark, we mentioned it. Coming up this Saturday, or I should say a week from this Saturday, WrestleMania 36 kicking off. It's going to be a first time ever. It's going to be a two-night main event. But, Mark, you've been a part of so many WrestleManias in your 20-plus year history with the WWE. You got to wrestle The Undertaker, championship matches. You just had so many different incarnations. I'm very curious, what were some of your personal favorite WrestleMania moments as we kind of get closer to WrestleMania season here?
You know what, man? I think that the Andre Memorial Battle Royals were fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start looking at fun, but, you know, from a serious standpoint, you know, WrestleMania 22 with Undertaker and, you know, me and Randy Orton, me and Kurt Angle. I had so many WrestleMania moments that, you know, they're all special in their own right, but nothing tops WrestleMania 22.
Well, as you mentioned, WrestleMania 22 against The Undertaker. The Undertaker, Mark, turning 55 years old today. You wanna wish a happy birthday to old Mark Calloway / The Undertaker out there?
Already did.
How's he doing? Is he enjoying quarantine life?
Man, the quarantine life affects everybody differently. But, you know, guys like me and him who've seen it all, done it all, you know, we know how to compartmentalize, you know, our feelings as well as, you know, what activities that we do and who we see. I always was told, you know, before I was able to make it, that it's lonely at the top. Get used to not having a large crowd around you. And that's exactly what it is. So it's no different for me and him.
That's awesome. So happy 55th birthday to The Undertaker, who is, yes, going to be wrestling at this year's WrestleMania against truly one of the best in-ring tacticians of this generation, against AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. Mark, I'm very curious how that match is going to play out. We don't need to get into the specific matches, but any year that we have another Undertaker match, I feel like it's a gift. I honestly thought he was done 4 or 5 years ago, but he keeps returning. And Mark, he makes his return this year again against truly one of the best professional wrestlers of this generation. I'm really excited to see how that match is going to play out between Styles.
I am too. I think that this is going to be a WrestleMania that we see some different things. There's, you know, stuff that has never happened. I'm looking forward. I don't know if you remember, you know, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt had the the match at the compound.
Right. It was a pre-shot, almost like a movie, Mark, for those of fans that aren't familiar with it. It was kind of stepping outside the box from what you would normally expect from a WWE product. It was shot on location, as you said, at this farm, essentially, this Wyatt family compound. It was all pre-recorded, post-edited, and it was shot like a movie.
Yeah, and I think that that's we'll have a lot more of that.
Yeah.
I think that people will really look back at this and go, wow, man, I can't believe how this all happened. And I said that I would really like to see one of those WrestleMania matches kind of be like Rocky II was, where Apollo Creed and Rocky got in the ring, and it was just them two talking.
Right.
Look, this is serious business, but you know what? It's got to happen. I got to know. And there's nobody here to stop us. It's me and you. Ding, ding. and if I can get one match like that, then I feel complete. I'd be like, it's worth it. And I'm just hoping that people realize that we're in an unbelievable time, and they're going to look back at Vince McMahon 20, 30 years from now and say, you know what, man? That dude didn't quit in a pandemic. And he did all that to make sure that the fans did not go without. And he did not want the brand of the WWE to be like everything else. And I think that's going to be his legacy out of all of these things that he's done for pro wrestling. I think that the biggest thing is going to be this.
Well, it's his ability to adapt, as we talk about Vince McMahon, right, Mark? His ability to see the future and to see the curve and to make the most of, in some cases, a bad situation.
Yeah, I mean, he sees 2 miles down the road, and a lot of people can only see within 10 feet of their face.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the order to see 10 miles, you got to have a network set up. Nobody's vision is that good. But if you create a network where, hey, 100 meters down the road, somebody go, hey, this is what it's like here. And then 200 meters, people go, hey, it's like this right here at this point. And he's created that network, and that's the biggest thing that he's done. I mean, this his baby, you know, since he took over from his father, he's tried to improve and develop the business to where guys can make $5 and $10 million, and an average of people making $700,000 to $250,000 a year. And to have these livings. Otherwise, you know, guys would be struggling in pro wrestling like they did in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was only like maybe 4 or 5 wrestlers that you would say, wow, this guy was making, you know, $1 million plus during that time. And that's it. I mean, now it's set to where there's a bunch of people making a few $1 million.
Yeah, not only in the WWE people making money, but on the independent scene and various other promotions, the business of pro wrestling, extremely healthy. And Vince McMahon, the reason. I was talking about that with my wife last night in terms of, I don't think you really understand, there is no pro wrestling the way we know it without Vince McMahon. And because someone asked me, I did a chat with the Discord or with the Busted Open Nation on Discord, and they asked me, you know, what WrestleMania was more important. This one that we're having at 36 under the circumstances of WrestleMania 1. And Mark, I mean, it's WrestleMania 1, no question, because if Vince essentially doesn't max out his credit card, put all of the money on the line and risk it all with that first pay-per-view, thus also kind of creating the pay-per-view market, Mark Henry probably doesn't exist as a WWE Hall of Famer.
Right. I mean, and that's definitely, I think, the truth.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people don't realize what it took for that WrestleMania 1 to happen. They got to go on on the WWE network and hear the stories from Vince himself, how it all came about. And you get a different level of respect for the man once you hear and see what he had to do to get this done.
Yeah, absolutely. Here with WWE Hall of Famer, two-time Olympian, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. Mark, we got a couple minutes left, and listen, I don't want to close on a negative note, and I don't know if it's negative because it's so many years ago. Now it's just a really interesting story, albeit a tragic one. But tonight, I talked about it yesterday, but tonight on the Vice Channel at 9 o'clock, Dark Side of the Ring, a documentary series that is entering its second season, is kicking off its second season tonight, Mark, with the story about Chris Benoit, the former WWE superstar who obviously, for most, I think, know, tragically murdered his entire family and then committed suicide. Thus, though, after that taking place, Mark, Benoit's name and brain really becoming the catalyst for the CTE movement that we're living today. It was Chris Benoit's tragedy and the following years that when the doctors actually got their hands on the brain of Benoit, they realized, hey, this isn't normal. Then they started doing, research, and they found out about TBI and they found out about CT largely because of Benoit's story. That story, though, Mark, it really did. It shocked the pro wrestling world. We're still talking and reeling from it almost 15 years later. The documentary, again, is premiering tonight on Vice, Dark Side of the Ring, and it's going to be about Chris Benoit. Man, what do you remember about that time in the business? What do you remember about that tragedy? How do you look back on everything from that crazy period?
Well, I mean, I actually saw the advanced screening of the show.
Okay.
And you don't want to miss it. I mean, it is, wow, what a story.
Yeah.
And it's very layered. And I have to give a shout out to the people at the Dark Side of the Ring for producing such an unbelievable television program. But definitely don't miss it. It's one of those things you'll remember for the rest of your life. And yes, it was tragic and horrifying. But Chris was hurt from an emotional standpoint so bad that he couldn't shake it. And we come to find out that he has some severe brain damage.
Right.
From traumas with car accidents he had. He wrestled for 30 years almost. It was just difficult. So not making any excuses for him because, I'm biased because I knew him and he did a lot for me. He and I were headed towards a main event at WrestleMania for the title.
For the ECW title?
No, for the WWE title.
Oh, wow.
And I tore my shoulder up and couldn't go to WrestleMania, and it was heartbreaking. But Chris was one that was like, hey, man, you're going to come back from this. You'll be better than you were before. And he pushed me to come back. And I was talking about stopping back then. That was probably 8 years prior to the Hall of Pain era.
Wow.
So, he's one of the guys that, I mean, if it wouldn't have been for him, there may not have been a Hall of Pain era. There may not have been a Hall of Fame.
That's wild. That's wild.
It was that close.
Well, there's another story that you were close to, unfortunately, but also, I mean, every time I've heard you talk about the band, it's always with so much love and light, and the impact that he left on the business is, I almost can't put it into words. I've literally never heard a bad word about the man. This story is coming up later in the season on Dark Side of the Ring. I'm talking about one, Owen Hart, who tragically passed in the WWE due to the horrific accident. Mark, you knew Owen. His story is also going to get told. But listen, I would imagine a lot of it's going to be about the incident itself. You knew an entirely different Owen Hart. Every time you talk about the dude, he simultaneously sounds like the most annoying human being to ever live, but it's at the same time also like the most lovable human being. Owen Hart sounded like such a character, man.
Oh, my God. He was the funniest guy that I ever met. Still to this day, I know hundreds of very entertaining people and dozens of comedians, and he's just as funny as those guys were. And, man, like, I miss him. His story will be told, but I want everybody to realize that it was just what it was. It was an accident.
Yeah.
And accidents happen. Not only in pro wrestling, but in every other sport, and on the highways, and walking down the hallways, slipping and falling. Like, an accident is an accident. And as much as I miss him, and as much as I feel for his family, because I know they loved him more than I did, I would hope so. And, you know, I just hate that it happened. It was a horrible tragedy. And, you know, hopefully something good and insightful will come out of this dark side of the ring and it not be something that's tarnishing.
Absolutely. And no matter what, the legacy of Owen Hart lives on through the people who knew him, the stories that they share. As I said, never heard a bad word about the man. Truly one of the more positive, humorous, loving legacies in the business of pro wrestling. And Mark, talking about great legacies, man, I really appreciate you giving us all this time today on the Mac Attack to share your stories, to share your thoughts. You're truly one of the good guys in sports, truly one of my favorite people to talk to. I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes here, man. I know you're going to be on backstage coming up here later tonight on Fox Sports, right?
Yeah.
Fox Sports 1, talking with Renee and Booker T, getting more into the pro wrestling world here in a few hours, right?
It never stops, man. It never stops. Pro wrestling is a labor of love for me.
There you go. We appreciate it, Mark. Thanks so much, pal.
All right, brother.